This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, so thank you all for joining the Latin Generation Panel call on 26th of January 2017. There's an echo, so I'd request you to mute your mics if you're not speaking. So we have Mariana, Aisha Gul, Dennis, Max, Michael, and Samad on the call. Over to you, Mariana.
We have only one point of our agenda. Let's try to discuss how shall we make schedules of our meetings and teleconferences, and let's see how can we judge how many time we need to finish the tasks which are in front of us. Up to now, we had two different approaches, not exactly different, two approaches. One is to start filling the code points table, which was started by Chris some time ago. In this table, we have, I think, 81 code points not yet defined in which language they are used. On the other hand, we have another proposal that we should pass through all languages using the Latin script to see if there is any letters or which are not in MSR2. I think that's a short summarize. That's a short summary. And the floor is yours. Any opinion, how to proceed, any suggestions, what is on your mind? No ideas up to now. Okay, Matt, please. You rose the hand.
Yes, I want to propose the same idea as last time. Oh, I'm sorry for echo. I don't know why. And that is that we should test a number of languages and see how long time it takes. And from that, make the total amount of time.
I think that's a very reasonable proposal, but because we have, I don't have here all the languages in Europe are covered. We have languages in Africa, in Asia Pacific, in both Americas, which we are not very familiar with them, and maybe it will be difficult to find all the versions of the Latin script which are used over there. But we have somehow to organize the test. Shall we take a few languages from every part of the world to see how much time we need to find all the code points in Unicode? Because sometimes you have just the description, just you see the glyph in some text, but you don't know which Unicode code is behind this glyph. That's the main problem I've seen before when we tried to fulfill all this this table with the Latin codes which Chris has started. Sorry, I was a little bit ill last few weeks, so my mind is not clear enough, please. Any other ideas? Mats, your hand is up. You have something to add?
Well, first, can we consider those, the languages that are processed, can we consider those to be, to say, ready? Or it's just preliminary analysis? And secondly, if it's a problem now to find out what the characters of a specific language is, we will have the same problem in the future.
Yes, of course.
So I think if we test some of the language that we have to analyze and see how long time it takes, it would give a picture of the total amount of time. And thirdly, I mean, if our estimation turns out to be wrong, then we would have to adjust it further on. This is the group to do the job, and if it turns out that it takes longer time, there's no other group that can take the task. Thank you.
Thank you, Max. I completely agree with you. There is a note that the tables I made before 1 year are not complete. Of course, they are not. They are based on some information found on the internet. Maybe there are some other sources, but they are not well disposed. Let's say we cannot reach them. Or if there is any other source which can add some more languages to those tables I've done before, please tell us where can we find those informations to add the languages in the table which should be with which we shall work in the future. At least in this moment we have one table with, let's say, 200 languages or something like this. And I agree with Mikhail that it is not the final table, that it is not exhaustive table. I mean, there are more languages than those one, but we have to start with something.
Liliana, two things. Samad has raised his hand. And secondly, Michael Boland asked you if you're using a loudspeaker.
Yes, I'm using loudspeaker. I put my ear, phones, I'll try with ear.
Okay, have you turned it off? Yeah, that's the cause of the echo.
Hello?
There's no echo anymore. I'm not his racist hand.
It doesn't work with your...
Liliana, are you back?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay. Yeah, I think we're still hearing echo from your end. So if you can mute your mic when you're not speaking, I think that will be helpful.
Okay.
Unless you can put on the headphones.
Okay, I'll do this. Now I'm on mute.
Okay. So if you're estimating by taking a few languages, I think, based on experience, it is much easier to find data on languages which are at EGIDS scale 0 or 1, and it's sometimes tougher to find data on languages which are EGIDS scale of 4. So I think what I was going to say was that instead of selecting languages randomly, we may want to select either all the languages from EGIDS scale 3 or 4 to sort of have a a more literal estimate, or if I guess one needs to be more realistic, then maybe a few languages from each of the ideal scale numbers. Thank you.
Mirjana speaking again. Sorry, Sarmad, I didn't understand properly what was your proposal. You said that we shall choose for our test languages in classifications 1 to 4. Was I right? Am I right?
Yes, that will give us a very precise, more precise measure. Instead of just taking, but if we take languages only from 3 and 4, that will give us a more liberal measure. Depends on how we would want to estimate. But I guess what I also wanted to say was that if we only take languages from EG IDEA scale 1, that will probably not give us a realistic measure.
Okay, I can make another table, which is composed only of the languages with the classification 1, it is EG whatever, 1, and see how many languages are there. Some of them are very well known, and they are... they are incorporated in our Latin Unicode Latin table, the first one, and I can try to select only languages which are not used yet, and try to divide them between people in the group to see how much time we shall need to finish all the points, all the letters used in one of those languages. Did I catch it properly? Max, please, you rose the hand.
Yes, you understood it correctly. So we should avoid just looking at level 1. It's better to look at 3 and 4, which are probably tougher, and that gives us a better picture how hard the task will be. A few languages. Divided by all of us, volunteers, of course.
Okay, Matt, you put down your hand. Okay, so the proposal is to make a table with languages 3 and 4, and I can make it easily, and ask people who is volunteering to start to define all the letters, to find the unit codes for all the letters in those languages. And we shall see how many time we shall need for, to finish with one, or to get some idea how much time we shall need to finish the whole task. I hope I got it.
Yep, so that's a good way forward.
Okay, for the next, I will prepare the table and send it to the list and ask for volunteers. How many languages you think we shall ask volunteers to do? 2, 3, 4, 5, 10? I'll propose something. And please, if you don't like what I have proposed, you can correct me. Okay, Max, your hand is up again.
I suggest that you give two languages per person. And you might give, but that we should only try to complete one or two languages. We could have a list so that if we totally fail on the first two, maybe you'd find nothing, then we could take number three. I think that the ambition now should be that everyone completes one or two languages and that we record how difficult it is and how much time it takes. Thank you.
Okay, Matt, I wrote down, okay, I will propose, shall we ask people to choose languages by whatever they like? Or, because there is no reason to, the two people will work on one language, so.
This is Sarmad.
Sorry.
So one suggestion is that we can just share the list now and pick one or two right now so that we make sure there's no overlap.
Or that Miana gives us a few languages.
Yeah, that could
help
as well.
To give you languages as I like. Something like this.
Anything you like.
Okay. I'll do this today and maybe tomorrow. So we all will have some jobs to do, some tasks to fulfill till the next call. And we shall see what will be the result. After that, we can make some rough estimations, how much time we shall need to finish all the languages we know now that are using Latin script. This list is not exhaustive, written everywhere. So, anyone? Michael, please.
Do we have some common table where we put the results, like an Excel sheet or wiki page, so where the characters are, then we tick a box or something if that character is with in the language we check?
Yes, that's a very good question. But we have this table, which I put on the Google Docs, which has all the Unicode codes defined up to now. And those codes which are clear are somehow, I think, in black or blue or something like this of colors. All the other. And also all these letters has, all these Unicode codes has CLDR comment in one of those columns. So every result we find can be put in this same table, which we have on our Google Docs.
Can you please tell us what table it is?
Okay, just a moment.
I'm sorry, somewhat.
Yeah, just a moment, please. I will find it. I will give you the link now. The table is called the latent part of MSR2 with attestation. And it is a table with all Unicode codes from MSR2. And in the reference column, there is CLDR comment, which is saying that this code point is identified in one of the languages, 1 to 4. I'll try to give another, again, the link.
So I've shared the link in the chat box for this document.
Oh,
and,
okay.
and the link is also available from our wiki page.
Sorry, my microphone was muted. Matt, please, your hand is up.
I'm up first.
Okay, I'll go first. So I also wanted to make a comment. I think it's important when we are doing research on these languages that we note the references, because those are equally important to document when we're doing the proposal. So I think it's a useful exercise to see when we list code points, we also note corresponding references for further documentation.
Yes, I agree with Sarmat. It is very important to note somewhere what was the source for that information. Please, Matt, now it's your time.
Thank you. To follow up on Sarmat, if we find characters that are not listed there in MSR2, we should also note that. And if I look at the table, it looks accent marks, etc., are not represented here, so they should be added if they are needed, I guess. I have a question there. If it in that table is a reference, does that mean that that character is well-defined and we don't need to do any more references to it?
Yes, of course. This character is normally defined and we don't need to research about the characters which are well-defined in this table.
So if there is a reference, it means it's well-defined.
Yes, of course. Yes, yes. But if we find any new character which is not in that table, we should put the reference in the column, let's say comment, yes, to have the reference for the future use. That's how I understand it, please.
And we need to extend the table.
Yeah, we shall extend the table. Yes. But those new characters which code points are not from MSR2 should be specifically marked somehow, and we shall add them in at the end of the work for discussion with the integration panel. Maybe they will in the future change MSR2 in MSR3. Or this is a live thing. Everything is on the internet is live.
It could be marks that are part of MSR2, but not listed in this table.
I will ask Sarmad again to explain his discussion with integration panel people. He had some explanation how the mark would be included in MSR2. And after that, we have Michael and Sarmad, do you hear us?
Yeah. There are two cases here. First, that we get a new code point in the list, or a new mark, and that is already the mark, well, a code point plus a mark, a letter plus a mark, and that is not in the list in the MSR. So we can add that as a sequence, so code point plus mark together in the list. And if both code, the letter code point and the mark code point are already in the list, we don't need to do anything else. Shortlisted in the MSR, I mean. If the either the code point or letter or the mark are not already in the MSR, but we have clear evidence that that particular code point is used by a language, then we can request integration panel to revise the MSR and include the suggested code point or code points in the next revision of the MSR. And once the next revision of the MSR is released, we can do that fairly quickly, that those new code points can be included in the Latin generation proposal as well. I hope that answers the question.
Michael, your hand is up.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that this table, which you just sent it to us, this is not the complete set of MSR 2 code points, right? There are many code points which are not yet in the table, so we have to add the code points we find in those languages, right?
Michael, are you talking about this Latin part of MSR2 with attestations? Is this the table in question?
Yes, the table which was just sent to us by Sarmad with a link that contains, what was it, 279 code points. But according to our proposal, section 1.1, there are many more code points within the MSR2, which could also be put into this table if we find them, right?
I have to check the table. I think that Chris has done it properly. Maybe something is missing, but I'll check it. I'm not. I don't expect that there are more Latin characters in MSR2 than those which are in our Latin part of MSR2 with attestation. I didn't check the table. I must admit, but I can do it, and to see are all those code points from MSR2 put in this table. Because some of the code points from the Latin script are excluded from MSR2.
Yes, but take a look at the 1.1 section of the proposal. There are all the ranges of code points which are valid. For example, the combining diacritical marks U plus 0300 to U plus 036F. All these characters are not in this table yet.
Understand now, the diacritical marks are missing. That's what you said.
Not only them, maybe more.
Maybe more. Okay, I will check the table. Sorry, I didn't check it. So I'm writing, check the table. So, at this moment, I have two tasks to fulfill. One is to make the table with the languages 3 and 4 and ask for volunteers and to give every volunteer two languages the most, and to see how much time we shall need to find all the code points, all the letters from these languages. I mean, to pair it with the code points in Unicode. That's one task. The other one is to check the MSR table, the table with attestation, which parts of the MSR2 is missing. I have to explain how I made the tables, which are table of languages. That's all I can see at this moment. Any other suggestions? I don't think, Mikhail, that it will be much complicated to check are all those, all these, let's say, codes over there. It's not a big job. The more, but if I have a problem, I will ask for help.
Iliana?
Yes, please. I'm.
Yeah, I mean.
Yes, please.
Okay, there are two tasks that are not related, and as Mikhail suggests that we could share the tasks between us. So if you want to do the language, collect the languages, etc., to distribute. I think that Mikhail volunteers together with me to look at the table. So we could do that.
Thank you very much.
Are you, is that okay with you, Mikhail?
Is it Michael or Michael? We have similar sounding names actually in English.
Mikhail.
Mikhail. Michael is typing.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said it's okay. Okay, thank you very much. So, Michael and Max will check the table. The
not a problem.
Table with attestation. MSR table, is it complete? And I will explain how I made all those tables, which are we trying to work with them, and to see how can we improve them. And also, I will make the table of the languages based on the big table with 3 and 4 and choose some, let's say, less known languages from this set and ask who is volunteering to work with which languages. We have 6 or 7, I'll count properly. how many members we have. So I will make 6 or 7 sets of languages and ask everyone to report which language. Oh, no, I have to say you will do that and that language, okay?
Yep.
Okay. So at least we are moving a little bit forward. Any other ideas? Okay. We have been very efficient today. We have
This is Sarma, just Sarma, a couple of comments.
Because my screen is too small, I cannot see all the participants on the screen.
Okay.
Sorry. Please.
So, two comments. One, is there any other part of the document which needs to be reviewed, or is that taken care of? Because if there's some minor editing needs to be done, that can also be taken. We can take a look at that. Second, just some administrative stuff. I just wanted to announce that we are potentially scheduling a call, a face-to-face meeting at ICANN 58. And I just circulated an email. And if you're planning to join in person, please let me know so that we can have an estimate of people who will be joining us. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarmad, very much for reminding us about document editing. I will politely ask all the people from the group to read again the document. Maybe there are some parts of the document which are not, which should be opted out. Something like this overview language classification versus panel members. In this moment, there is no. I put it over there just to try to find the way how shall we proceed with our work. And also, maybe there will be some other suggestions how to improve the document. I will ask everyone on the panel to read the document again and give us our suggestions, and after that we can do the final editing, at least of the first part of the document, and focus all our attention to try to propose the schedule of meetings and teleconferences and to see how much how much time we shall need to do all the work. That's all for this moment, what I have to say. Sarmad is typing. I try immediately after this meeting to make some notes about what we have agreed today. And please, if I miss something, give me a hint that I can correct the notes so that everybody knows what will be our next steps and how the tasks are divided between members. There is some discussion on the chat. Sarma is typing now. Everybody is silent. I don't know what to talk about more.
This is Mekhal.
Yes, please, Mekhal. I didn't.
Just to clarify, I was typing because I didn't want to interrupt anyone. I think I understood the job. I think we can do it. Not a problem. Maybe we could just split the list by, we could just divide the list by 2 months, take the MSR2 list, and take the Latin code points, split it somewhere in the middle, and one half you check whether it's in the list and the other half I do. Maybe that would be a way to do it. But we can discuss off, the telephone conference in the email I just received from you. Thanks. That's all, just to speed things up.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Sarmad will ask for some clarifications from IP, and Matt and Mikhail will try to check the whole MSR2 set of Latin characters. And that's all. Anyone wants to add something or to suggest something? Also, please use our list. If you get any idea, anything what is on your mind, you can put on the list and we shall discuss it. We have to make a team in the future because there is a lot of work in front of us. Okay, I think I can close the conference now. Sarma, do you want to say anything? No.
Nothing from me. Thank you, Mariana.
Okay. At least we moved one step forward. So please read the notes, which I will post a little bit later. And hear you next time in 2 weeks. Thank you very much for being on this conference, and have a good afternoon or day. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
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 Thank you. Bye-bye, everyone.